You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number 25. Hey there. Welcome back to the podcast, The MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm so glad to be here with you again for this week's episode, Food Habits That Age You. Who knew, right? The human body is a perpetual construction zone, replacing most of its cells every few months. Of course, no one makes perfect choices all the time. I know that. You know that. But if weekly transgressions morph into daily habits, your body's repair system will be undermined. Today, I'll teach you how to identify and fix some age-accelerating food habits. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejameson.com. That's michellejameson.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Well, hey, everybody. Today we're talking about food habits that age you. And I want to bring some unhealthy patterns to your attention that don't just trigger weight gain and undermine your energy, but they also age you from the inside out. If the only editable indiscretions you worry about are those that make you gain weight, you may have your priorities mixed up. The worst dietary demons, including many sugary, fatty, refined, and highly processed foods, do more than add unwanted pounds. They subtract years from your life. Nutrition, not age, determines the body's internal chemistry, which in turn affects the quality and resilience of virtually every organ, cell, and system in the body. Aging is not the passive process we once thought, says Henry S. Lodge, MD, co-author of Younger Next Year. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book. How gracefully you age is reflected by the food you eat. Kind of a interesting concept, yes? The condition of your skin and the quality of your bones, brain, and connective tissue are all influenced by your diet. Your eating habits, therefore, play a big role in determining how quickly you see and feel the effects of aging. The human body is a perpetual construction zone, replacing most of its cells every few months. The secret to aging well is to give your body the best tools for the job, whole, healthy food. Of course, no one makes perfect choices all the time, but if weekly transgressions morph into daily habits, your body's repair system will be undermined. Bad food habits are like calling in the demolition team every day, but never calling the construction crew. So today, here's how to identify and fix some age-accelerating food habits. Ready? Got your pen and paper? Body aging habit number one, a weakness for convenience foods. Doesn't probably surprise any of you that I would bring that one up. The big offender, partially hydrogenated oils, a source of trans fats, which manufacturers manipulate to increase ability and shelf life. So how does it age you? Lurking in many processed convenience foods, partially hydrogenated oils take their aging toll by promoting inflammation. Chronic inflammation is a low-grade systemic irritation that smolders deep inside the body. Like rust that spreads through a car, inflammation erodes the body's basic mechanics. Specifically, chronic inflammation ages the body by nibbling away at telomeres. These are the caps on the ends of your chromosomes that are key to protecting your genes. Telomeres shorten naturally with each cell division, and eventually telomeres are used up and cells become inactive or die. Cell death is natural, but lifestyle factors, such as eating a lot of hydrogenated oils, can shorten telomeres prematurely and accelerate aging. I know that's a lot of science, but seriously, if you understand kind of just even a little bit of what's going on in there, it might make you think differently. Inflammation is the number one enemy of telomeres, says Sean Talbot, PhD, CNS, a nutritional biochemist and author of The Secret of Vigor. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book as well. He explains that prematurely shortened telomeres are linked to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. Partially hydrogenated oils are full of trans fats. Although the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recently made moves to ban its use in human food products, a legal loophole allows small amounts of trans fats to go into processed foods while still permitting those foods to be labeled as trans fat-free. A new report by the Consumer Advocate Environmental Working Group noted that while trans fat appears on only 2% of nutrition facts labels, the fat is used in an estimated 37% of all supermarket foods. People think the war on trans fat has been won, but sleeper cells were left behind. Remember, food labeling is not completely honest. So the bottom line, if your go-to meals are processed, or if you snack on packaged cookies or crackers without paying close attention to serving size, you may be ingesting several grams of trans fats each day. So what's the fix? Well, eat fewer processed foods. Shop the perimeter of grocery stores where produce and fresh foods are displayed. Eat more high-quality fats and get the omega-3 acids found in salmon, halibut, anchovies, grouper, flax seeds, chia seeds, and sesame seeds. These fats boost brain and nervous system health by nourishing cell membranes, says Kathy Madonna Swift. She's an MS, RDN, LDN, and co-founder of the Integrated and Functional Nutrition Academy and co-author of The Swift Diet. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book. A diet high in phytonutrients and antioxidants is also linked to longer telomeres. So, you guessed it, eat plenty of leafy greens, berries, cruciferous veggies, and other brightly colored produce, and drink lots of green tea. Pretty easy. I'm sure you've heard some of those suggestions before. Well, now you kind of understand a little bit of the science behind why. Moving on, body aging habit number two, giving in to a serious sweet tooth. So what's the big offender? Well, you guessed it, sugar. Whether sucrose, that's the refined, highly processed and crystallized version of plant sugars, or glucose, dextrose, fructose, or other types of added sweeteners. So how does it age you? Well, excess sugar in your diet loiters in the blood and causes trouble by grasping onto protein molecules. This process, called glycation, causes cellular aging in several ways. First, it slows the body's repair mechanism. Although glycation effects are mostly internal, aging skin as a primal external sign. Sugar molecules gum up the collagen in your skin, making skin less elastic and causing it to wrinkle faster. Glycation also ages the body by creating oxidative stress. Oxidation eventually leads to a buildup of toxins called advanced glycation and products, or AGEs. The accumulation of some AGEs is normal, but eating poorly is like hitting the fast-forward button on aging. Ouch, right? That's because AGEs build up in the body and damage our cellular engines, mitochondria. The loss of cellular energy gives rise to such age-related complaints as loss of memory, hearing, vision, and stamina. Some findings show AGEs build up in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Did you know that's increasingly being referred to as type 3 diabetes? Interesting. AGEs are also linked to the more rapid development of arterial plaque in people with heart disease and appear to be associated with Parkinson's disease as well. All right, guys, so what's the fix? Listen, if you can go cold turkey on processed sugar, great. Excellent. If not, cut back as far as you can. For the sweets you do eat, choose foods made with less heavily processed natural sweeteners such as honey or maple syrup instead of refined sugar, which is white sugar. Although natural sweeteners or natural sugars aren't much better for your health, foods sweetened naturally tend to be less refined and contain other whole food ingredients, and that is beneficial for reducing sugar load. Cut back on sugar, on the sugar you use in recipes at home, and try adding less sugar to your coffee, tea, and other frequently consumed beverages. Here's one more tip. Don't swap your sugar for artificial sweeteners. Oh my goodness, there's evidence that they can do as much or more damage to your health in other ways. All right, body aging habit number 3, waiting to eat until you're famished. So what's the big offender? Crashing and spiking blood sugar, which wreaks hormonal havoc, promotes inflammation, and drives unhealthy food cravings. So how does it age you? Well, when the stomach is empty, its secretion of ghrelin, also called the hunger hormone, doubles. When the stomach is full, secretion of ghrelin slows and its hormonal opposite, leptin, signals that the body is satiated. But it can take 20 minutes for this process to unfold. During this time, it's easy to overeat. Going for a longer period without food and then gorging is the textbook way to gain weight. When you gorge, you eat more. Your blood sugar spikes higher and your body stores more calories for later because it's in the feast or famine mode. Significantly, frequent blood sugar spikes are linked to insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome, and to body-wide inflammation. As we get older, we get metabolically less flexible, meaning our bodies have difficulty using insulin to shift micronutrients from the bloodstream into cells, says Deanna Minnick, PhD, FACN, and CNS, also author of The Complete Handbook of Quantum Healing. I'll put a link in the show notes to this book. An inability to use insulin effectively hastens aging by zapping a person's vitality, strength, and sex drive. So what's the fix? Well, don't wait until you're ravenous to eat. Tune into your body and get to know what it feels like to be moderately hungry. This is the sweet spot. To satisfy moderate hunger, eat a healthy mix of macronutrients. That's proteins, fats, and non-starchy carbs. This trifecta offers high quality, long-lasting energy. It's recommended to eat hummus and veggies, nut butter and apple slices, or nuts and seeds mixed with a little dried fruit. All right, body aging habit number 4, eating too many refined carbs. So what's the big offender? Refined starchy carbohydrates. That's healthy carbs stripped of all the good stuff. So how does it age you? Refined carbs are simply sugars in disguise. Starch turns into sugar the minute it hits your bloodstream. Beyond causing glaciation, now remember we talked about that in habit number 2, refined carbs set the stage for insulin resistance. So here it is. The human body evolved with a limited ability to break down sugars and limited exposure to sugar in concentrated forms. So it hasn't kept pace with the modern diet. After a meal laden with refined carbohydrates, the body's blood sugar levels soar, and the pancreas sprays insulin into the bloodstream to help cells convert the food's energy, which is glucose, into fuel. It often miscalculates and releases too much insulin. As a result of this excess insulin, blood sugar levels drop, and 30 minutes later, you're hungry again. The body wasn't designed for this yo-yo effect. The technical term for this effect is insulin resistance, and it's a precursor to such age-related diseases as type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and heart disease. In addition, because simple carbohydrates burn quickly, they leave nothing to nourish the health-promoting microbes that reside in our large intestines. We've learned a lot lately about the importance of carbohydrates to our gut ecosystem. Healthy gut flora feed on firm and fermentable fibers and resistant starches found in many complex carbohydrates. These so-called indigestible carbs produce short-chain fatty acids that in turn affect glucose regulation, blood sugar regulation, and insulin resistance. Eating the right type of carbs is critical to supporting this environment. So what's the fix? Stick to whole food carbohydrates, such as vegetables, legumes, and whole kernel grains. Because whole kernel grains are left intact versus being pulverized into flour or stripped of their germ and bran, they take longer for the body to digest, and the sugar is released in a slow, steady stream. That's why I oftentimes guide my clients to choose a whole grain bread versus, obviously, no white bread and no whole wheat bread. You want to get as much grain as possible, keeping it whole grain. The resistant starches and fermentable fibers in complex carbs also feed your hungry gut flora and influence signaling molecules that help moderate insulin release. These foods provide critical information for your body. They're our primary currency for aging well, one of the best investments we can make. I'm reading this to you, sharing this information, and there's a part of me that wants to go really down that side path about keto. But I think I'm going to have to leave that for another podcast on my opinion and advice regarding keto and my actual anti-keto opinion, I should say. But just keep that in mind and for a future podcast reference, because I feel like that has really been detrimental and want to educate you on why. So a little side note there. All right, last one. Body aging habit number 5, eating when you're stressed. Oh my goodness, we all do that, right? What's the big offender? Well, it's cortisol, the stress hormone secreted by your adrenal glands. And you know, I got to say before I move on here, I have really paid attention to that, really been in tune to that over the past couple of years. And most importantly, probably just this year, 2019, when this is being recorded. It's almost instantaneous that I feel that extra weight in my center, in my middle, when I am stressed out. And I am a clean eater, a regular fitness routine in place, everything, you know, on track, but man, get stressed and I feel like it just goes right to my middle and I feel huge. So it's really connected to cortisol. And So I'm excited that we're ending this podcast with that one, because that's probably the number one thing before anything else, before you implement anything else into your weight loss program, it's stress management. So today we're talking about how it ages you. Stress hormones automatically released by the body under all kinds of stressful circumstances are antithetical to digestion in a couple of ways. First, the release of a drink of adrenaline and cortisol, fight or flight chemicals, diverts blood towards your limbs and away from your stomach and intestines. As a result, food may ferment in the intestines, upsetting the balance of good and bad bacteria and hindering the intestines' ability to break down and absorb key nutrients like vitamin B12. Eating when you're stressed damages your body and locks out the repair crew. Stressed or distracted eating can also lead to unconscious eating. You may eat more than you intended or eat foods you wouldn't have chosen under better circumstances. All right, so what's the fix? Listen, if you're stressed and tempted to raid the cupboard, drink a glass of water and go for a 5-minute walk instead. My friends, whenever possible, eat in places where you feel calm and happy. At home, create a relaxing atmosphere, set the table, and light a candle. Just as your senses assimilate that environment in a pleasant way, your body will assimilate food in a more efficient way. Sure hope it helps today. Until next time, have a great day. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.